Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. And joining us on the line now is the boys cross country coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Ryan Terwilliger, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So as we take a look here at how the boys team has fared here in about the first half of the season, we're about at the halfway point mark of the season. It's a pretty solid group that you've got competing meet in and meet out. It's a pretty veteran group as well, with a handful of seniors, a couple juniors as well. Hunter Walter Martinez has led the way in terms of total time in your 5K. But you've got a number of athletes that have seen their time drop at a pretty good rate here so far this season. Just when you look at where this team was to start the year in August to where they are now, getting ready to head into October soon, you know, what are some improvements that have stood out to you through the first half of the season?
Yeah, really, it's just, like, collectively as a whole. I mean, like you said, we do have a lot of seniors. We're a small team, but half of our team is seniors. So, I mean, they've been around. They know what they're doing. Everybody's just working hard. That's the biggest thing for us right now. Tony Vasquez has really, really stepped up his game. He should be faster than he is, if that comes out right. I'm not sure. But, he's got a ton of potential there, and he just needs to believe in himself and just let go. But, yeah, he's come a long way. Also, Hunter's come a long way. I think his PR last year was mid-19s, and he's down to mid-18s right now. So, yeah, it's a pretty good jump.
And when you look at some of the meets you've been in recently, you've gone up against some pretty good competition. Last week you had the Mike Carr Invitational down in Huxley. Saw some really good competition out of Central Iowa. And then you had the Clear Lake Invitational on Thursday went up to Clear Lake for the Clear Lake Invitational and saw some of the best teams in Northern Iowa at that Clear Lake Invitational. So just how do you feel your team has responded from seeing some of that top competition? How have they found ways to kind of build their success after competing against teams, you know, that are of the caliber of some of the ones you've seen here, especially in the last week?
I think our guys are really good about just kind of keeping their head out of it. They're not really overthinking. They're not looking too much at the competition. They're just going out and running. They're just giving it their all, and where the chips lie, the chips lie.
And as we take a look here at the upcoming schedule for your team, the meets start to pick up a little more numerous are the meets. You got a big one coming up tonight over in Humboldt at Joe Sheldon Park. So you'll see a lot of teams that you'll see down the road and in postseason action at that Humboldt Invitational. You've also got the Algona meet coming up next week, and then your home meet on the 7th of October. It won't be too long before we're talking about top of Iowa's conference meet, during that middle of October. And over the next few weeks towards the end of the regular season, gearing up for postseason, what are some things that you are specifically looking to see from your group here over the next few weeks, and how what is their confidence level going into the back half of the schedule, eventually into the postseason?
This week and next week, we only have the one meet each week, and that really helps. We can get a lot of work done in the remainder. And I mean, our guys just look at it as, they're just going to go out and they're just going to run. They just do their thing. I'd like to see each of them come down in time a little bit more. I'd like to see, out of the six guys, I'd like to see all six under 20. And I don't think that's a far stretch. And I know they don't think it is either. I know they're all kind of expecting that. And, they're just kind of doing it for each other and doing it for themselves and giving it all they have.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck at the Humboldt Invitational this evening.
All right, thank you, sir.
That was Ryan Terwilliger, the head boys cross country coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We will take you back to regular programming next here on 95.7 FM.